You're listening to the Moms Working Overtime podcast, the community of women you've been searching to find for so long. We bring together our mamas in waiting, brand new moms, stay-at-home moms, working moms, and the moms who maybe just have a little bit more experience than the rest of us. We're all here for community, support, and finding ways to show up better for our families each and every day. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you love what you find on today's episode. Welcome back to the Moms Working Overtime podcast. I hope you had an amazing weekend, MWO community. I am always so grateful that you come back episode after episode. And I hope that today, like many other days, you get exactly what you needed here. Before we get started, I have to highlight the products that you all know I've been totally leaning on, especially at this stage of postpartum. Where are my mamas out there who can relate to the fact that postpartum hits harder a few months after baby is here than it does in the trenches of those first few months? I don't know what it is. This happened with my son as well, but I swear those crazy feelings and emotions and the struggle all hits like months 4 to 8 instead of months 0 to 3, like you would think. So I have been taking Postpartum Balance from Earthly Wellness. You all know how much I love this company. I only talk about things that me and my family use ourselves. And I do feel like when I can remember to take it every single day, because y'all know what I'm talking about, I do feel like it is making a difference for me and just helping to break down some of those hormones that my body needed during pregnancy but doesn't need anymore. Let's flush some of those out and just find some clarity with all of these symptoms that come with postpartum. And so if this is you, if you want just anything non-toxic, less toxic, ways to improve your overall health, even like when we get sick, we have our Earthly Wellness on hand for that as well. We all take our elderberry every single day. Look into this incredible company. You know that I've been working on using less toxic things in our household, and Earthly Wellness has been a staple ever since I started that journey. We have a link at the Moms Working Overtime podcast. It's always in the description. If you do choose to shop and you use that link, thank you so much. It just helps support us and helps us grow the podcast, because we have been working on some big things. I've pulled back from the podcast a little bit in the month of April because of a lot of changes happening. First of all, our team at MWO has been growing, but also I'm revamping the structure of the podcast. We're going to bring in some fun routine guests. We're going to bring in a whole new set of interviews and just fun stuff to come with that. And of course, your pep talks are here to stay. The pep talks are the foundation of the podcast. So I don't think those can ever go away, but so many fun things coming. We also have MWO gear that is still in the online website shop. Goodness, words. But go check this out. We've been just shipping out orders and things have been crazy in the absolute best way possible. And so appreciate you all for being along for the ride. Today's episode kind of falls in line with that, because we've been talking a lot on our pep talks just about struggles in motherhood and gentle reminders that we're doing an amazing job, right? That's on repeat, that statement of you're doing an amazing job, mama. And today I want to talk about grace. We're really, really bad at grace in motherhood, especially when it comes to ourselves. Even when it comes to our significant others, I think we can all get humble and say that sometimes we're just really bad at grace and remembering how hard this season of life can be. Even though it's beautiful, it is so hard. It's the greatest challenge we will ever take on as humans, is this role of parenthood, especially when our children are young and they need more from us. And what I find is that as moms, and myself included, we are so incredibly hard on ourselves, and we're our own harshest critics. I mean, I talk to moms every single day. This is the nature of my business. So I get to just engage with moms every single day and hear about what's going well for them, what they're struggling with, get to celebrate wins with them, but also work through struggles with them. And we criticize ourselves for every little thing in motherhood. I hear it time and time again that you're too impatient with your kids. You feel like you raised your voice, or, oh my gosh, I forgot about their soccer game on Tuesday, so we were 20 or 30 minutes late. I put my kid in front of a screen because I just needed to do some dishes and get some sanity back. Or I ordered pizza again for the third night this week. I don't do these fun extra things with my kids that other moms might do. Or even just, I don't take care of myself. And we are so hard on ourselves because we don't make time for these extravagant forms of self-care or these extravagant times away from our children to hit the gym or go to the spa or get our hair done, all these things that we would love to do. We're so hard on ourselves because we can't make this special time for them in this season of life. But all of this pressure that we put on ourselves, I'll never stop saying it. It comes from this unrealistic, imaginary definition of motherhood and what makes someone a good mom. And I do firmly believe that this comes from influenced life that has grown as a result of social media. We have become influenced in every single facet of our day-to-day in thinking that it's supposed to be this specific way. It's supposed to look this specific way. It's supposed to feel this specific way. And this influence is crushing us. It's creating these definitions that, mama, they are not real. They are incredibly unrealistic. The only definition that you need to have for motherhood, for how you're supposed to show up, is that you as a woman have to react instinctually, because those instincts are there for a reason, to these small humans that you've been given, to just make sure that they know love, that they're clothed, and that there's food in their bellies. We have instincts to take care of everything about this role, but we have turned away those instincts. We've shut them off because we have all these other people to watch. We could just watch them and know what to do. But the thing is that's an unrealistic highlight of their day. I'm telling you, when you scroll, when you read these blogs, when you see things on television, the movies definitely aren't real, but when you compare yourself to all these things, you're comparing yourself to someone's 15-second effort in the matter of a 24-hour day. They don't always show up that way. I guarantee you, I know some incredible mommy influencers and mom bloggers, and I love them. They're amazing moms. They don't always show up that way. And we have to remember that. And I say all of these things, and I also want you to know I am a hypocrite. I'm a total hypocrite because I have this podcast and I remind you of these things, but I struggle with this too. And maybe that's what makes the podcast better. Maybe it makes me a total scam. You can decide if you want to keep showing up, but I'm feeling these things with you. And I think that's what makes it so easy to talk about, because I get it. I compare too, but I want to challenge your perspective here. Because when we really think about all these critiques we have of ourselves, these areas that we decide we're falling short. You know, you're failing the class when it comes to food with your kids, or doing fun things, or dressing them to a T, or getting them involved in all the activities. You're giving yourself an F in all these areas. But I want to challenge your perspective. Imagine if in this situation, a friend came to you with all of these same thoughts about herself that you have about yourself. And she just poured all of this out to you, the good, the bad, the ugly. This is a good friend. She is giving you honesty and vulnerability and just letting you into all of these nasty thoughts. How would you respond to that? Because typically what we find, and I ask moms this all the time, how would you respond if a friend said to you what you just said to yourself? And typically we respond far differently than we do to ourselves. We respond far differently to our friends. It's so easy to give that grace when we're hearing this from someone else. But when we hear it in our own head about ourselves, it's all suddenly unacceptable. Why is that? Mama, you have so much on your plate. We as moms have so much on our plates. We do so much. We show up so well. You don't think you show up well, but you show up so well despite it all. And you navigate all the different schedules and the emotions and just the day-to-day necessities. And I really need you to know that you're kind of a big deal. Especially to your kids. Even when you think you fall short, you're a pretty big deal. You're pretty much a rock star in your family. And the thing is if you think about it, We as moms, we're the CEO of our little family unit. We run the whole business. We oversee everything. We're looking at budgeting. We're looking at schedules. We're assigning duties. We're doing all of these different things to make sure that things run efficiently. But the only difference is we don't have a full team, a full staff under us that helps us delegate all the different tasks and get everything done. And with taking that in consideration that you are running this full-on operation, CEO mom, without all the help, without all the staff, you have to remind yourself that it's not going to be perfect and it's not supposed to be perfect. Give yourself grace. That is what today's pep talk is all about. Give yourself grace. And in these moments, I recommend these three steps. Okay, these are three steps that when I work with a mama one-on-one and she's really struggling because of the expectation that she's putting on herself and telling herself that she's falling short when in the reality she's doing amazing, these are the three steps that I recommend. First of all, get real with yourself about what happened and ask yourself, was this in my control or out of my control? Okay, because a lot of things, if you have a million things going on, was it really in your control to fix that one thing in this moment? Is this something that we can let go of? Is this something that's going to be truly detrimental? Because the answer is usually no. Ask yourself, get real with yourself. What happened in this situation? And let's look at it from a non-emotional perspective. The second thing I say is validate yourself. We have to get better at validating ourselves. Other people also should validate us, and that's an important communication skill, but we have to learn to validate ourselves. We cannot be everywhere and everything for everyone all at once. You just can't. You can't be everywhere and everything for everyone all at once. Say that 10 times fast. But we can validate ourselves and say, hey, I had a lot on my plate today, and this is hard, and I am exhausted, and I am responsible for a lot of things. Validate that for yourself. And then the third thing I say is find your 1%. Don't expect yourself to be perfect and fix everything overnight and just completely rewire your thought process and your systems and your family. Find your 1%. If you truly feel that you could have shown up better in this instance, which, yeah, often we could raise our voice less. We could be more involved and engaged with our children when they play. We could not be late to soccer practices and soccer games. Sure. Okay. But just find your 1% and ask yourself, how can I just show up 1% better tomorrow for myself, for my kids, for my significant other, for my job, whatever that might be? Just find your 1%. Okay, get really with yourself about what happened, validate yourself, and find your 1%. We have to start taking our own advice as moms. Whatever it is that you would tell a friend, I need you to start listening to yourself, listening to your own advice. Put down, we as moms, we live in this battlefield state of mind. Put down your sword, put down your shield, step back, give yourself some dang grace, and take your own advice. There is a place for lots and lots of grace in motherhood. It's what inspired me to start Moms Working Overtime to even begin with, because I saw a space of personal development that at times could be very aggressive, at times could be very unforgiving. That space of personal development that says, just do the things even when you don't feel like it. And look, there's a place for that. I get that. But in motherhood, you need other moms who get it to say, hey, maybe today you don't push through. Maybe today you rest, and that rest is purposeful. And when I started Moms Working Overtime, especially the one-on-one wellness coaching portion of our business, I have two amazing coaches that work with me, and we all have the exact same mindset of, hey, there's a time and a place to push ourselves and challenge ourselves and be hard on ourselves and want to grow. But there's also a time and a place for, hey, you were up all night with a sick kid. Then you worked all day. Then you took your other kid to their soccer game, and then you made dinner for everyone and you cleaned up, and now it's 8 o'clock. And you know what? How about instead of being so hard on yourself and pushing yourself to do all the things tonight, how about you rest? And I think that it's so important in motherhood to acknowledge that this is hard, this is a struggle, but you are not alone. And if you give yourself a little bit grace and keep finding those 1%, you will get where you want to go. You will get to a place where as a mom, you can find that joy and that confidence again. And giving yourself grace along the way does not make you a bad mom. it doesn't make you a bad mom to give yourself some grace. It doesn't make you a bad mom to fall short and not be perfect in every single area. You're doing an amazing job. You know this. Look at your kids. Look at your kids. They're incredible. They're happy. They're loved. They're clothed. They have food in their bellies. Mama, the reminder that I will always give you, that I need you to believe deep, deep in your core, that I hope you hear in your day-to-day life every single day, is you're doing a really amazing job. And we'll talk soon. If you loved this episode of Moms Working Overtime, do me a favor. Share it on social media or send it to another mom to remind her that you love her and that she's doing such an amazing job. There's nothing more incredible that we can do in this community than remind other mamas of their strength. I'm so glad you were here today, and just know that I appreciate you an overtime amount.